Welcome to our weekly 3-Minute Therapy podcast. With me, I'm Dr. Michael Edelstein. I'm a clinical psychologist with a video and phone practice. And my usual co-host is Mick Berry, but he's on vacation, so he's not joining us. And 3-Minute Therapy is based on Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, REBT, which was devised by Albert Ellis in the 1950s. Albert Ellis has written over 80 books. I've written only 5, but the main one is called 3-Minute Therapy and explains the approach, as I will do now. And REBT is based on the idea that our emotions and our behaviors don't come from situations. So if I'm fired and I'm depressed, it's not being unemployed or having been fired that causes my depression, but it's my thinking about it, such as I must have a job, I shouldn't have been fired, it's awful, terrible, and horrible that this has happened to me. And all emotional problems, whether it's anxiety, anger, depression, and addictions, comes from thinking in terms of musts. I must do well and get approval, or else I'm no good. You must treat me well, or else you're no good, or my life absolutely must go well, or else my life is horrible. So if you have emotional or behavioral problems, look for your must, look for your should, and then question, challenge, and contradict your musts and shoulds. Now, that doesn't mean you go to the other extreme and say, it doesn't matter if I'm fired, but there is a middle of the road, and that is in terms of preferences. I strongly prefer not to be fired. It's highly disadvantageous, but there's no reason. It must not happen. Reality is reality, not what I think it must be. So I can unconditionally accept this state of affairs and deal with it as best I can. And in this case, probably by looking for another job. Today, the subject is pornography. And pornography is any material that contains material, either text or visual videos, intended for sexual arousal. Now, usually the large majority of people who use pornography for one reason or another, and one way or another, are men, but some women enjoy it as well. So pornography could be very enjoyable, looking at sexually arousing photos or videos, or reading sexually arousing books. And it can be used harmfully if someone addicts themselves to it. So if you think you have to look at the pornography, you're too frustrated, you can't stand the frustration of not doing it, then you have a problem similar to alcohol, where alcohol can be used in a pleasurable way, moderately, but people often addict themselves to it with their musts. I must have another drink now. I must feel good right now. And it's the same with pornography and other pleasures. So if you're addicted to pornography or other things, then again, look for your must and show yourself there are no musts. You're not compelled to use the pornography or drink and practice using it in a moderate way. Now, one of the pluses about pornography for society is that when men get sexual release by viewing pornography, then research has shown then crime goes down. They tend to be less feeling less compelled to go out and rape someone for sexual pleasure or release, they can do it in their own home using the pornography. Pornography could also be used therapeutically, and I've used it in that way with some clients. And one of the ways is with a man who has premature ejaculation, which means he tends to have an orgasm while he's having sex with a partner much sooner than he wants, usually in a minute or less. So if he masturbates to orgasm earlier in the day, then he'll tend to be less aroused when he's with his sexual partner and less likely to have an orgasm as frequently. So that is the a lot that I wanted to say about pornography. But again, to repeat, the bottom line is looking for your musts and shoulds. I must view pornography. I must masturbate. I must have an orgasm right now. And seeing that those are preferences, but not musts. You're not compelled. No one has a gun to your head to force you to do it. You're in control. You have a choice. So you can change your behavior of using pornography by changing your thinking. Okay, if you enjoyed this video, please comment below. Give us a thumbs up if you liked it. Suggest subjects for future YouTubes, and volunteer if you'd like to be a guest. We've had guests, either therapists who would like some help with a problem client, or with anybody who is struggling emotionally and would like some help. I'd also like to thank Chris Rossini, our tech engineer. I'm not technically inclined, so without Chris, this wouldn't happen. And subscribe to the 3-Minute Therapy podcast to stay on the rational side of life.